Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minute and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today is Monday, the 18th of March, and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note, given the signals from the GIF Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading 12 points higher at around 22,000 levels, which indicates a muted start for the local equity markets. On Friday, the domestic equity markets snapped a four-week gaining streak, with the Sensex and Nifty both slipping by 2%. This marks the largest weekly loss in about 5 months. The markets traded lackluster on Friday amid mixed cues and lost over 0.5%. After the initial downtick, the Nifty inched gradually lower and almost reached closer to Thursday's low. The cautiousness amid the mid-cap and small-cap segment continued to drag the market sentiment, which also dampened the broader markets. However, the moderation in global commodity prices and the upward revision of India's GDP for FY25 are poised to highlight the robust domestic demand, which would potentially support a rebound once the broader market gains stability. Analysts expect that the bargain opportunities in the small and mid-cap stocks will be seen, wherein these counters will have valuations that are underpinned by strong fundamentals. The indices were also dragged by the heavyweight auto, bank and power companies. Amidst individual stocks on Friday, state-run oil marketing companies such as BPCL, HPCL and IOC lost amid 3-6% after petrol and diesel prices were slashed by 2 rupees per litre across the country. According to analysts, technical indicators are in favor of consolidation with a negative bias until the Nifty decisively reclaims the 22,250 levels. However, the pace of decline will remain gradual because of the resilience of select heavyweights across sectors. Experts suggest that traders should continue with a stock-specific approach and maintain positions on both sides. Let's look at stocks that are buzzing in trade today. The Railtel Corporation of India bagged an order worth 352 crore from the BMC for the supply operation and maintenance of its health management system. Torrent Power received a letter of award for setting up of a 300 MW wind solar hybrid project. JSW Energy received a letter of award from the Solar Energy Corporation of India for a 500 megawatt wind capacity project. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's key indices ended lower, with the S&P 500 and Nasdaq facing the brunt of the losses as the tech and telecom sector dragged the indices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%, while the S&P 500 lost 0.65% and the Nasdaq Composite tanked 0.96%. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded mixed. While Japan's Nikkei 225 surged over 2% and South Korea's Kospi jumped around 0.4%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index traded with losses of around 0.3%. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Divam Sharma of Green Portfolio, which is a PMS, sharing his outlook. Let's have a listen.
So the markets has seen a decent correction over the last few days. Certain reasons. So one was the ED action on certain market operatives. Then we saw certain selling due to advanced tax requirements, as last year has been bumper for profits for a lot of market players. Then SEBI chief commentary on the froth in valuations was again negative, particularly for the SMEs. We saw mutual funds being asked to do stress test on small caps and mid caps for some funds, and some funds saw restrictions that they imposed on taking further inflows for small and mid cap categories. So this resulted in the fall. Overall outlook, we see the fundamentals very much intact. There is no issue as such in the macros or the fundamentals of the company or the outlook. We see that as very positive as at this point in time. We have seen a correction, but we are seeing appetite from investors to invest. Particularly, HNIs are very much interested to capture the opportunities, as well as you are seeing the SIP inflows continuing. So small and mid caps looks positive. Margins have seen improvements, although volumes have been slightly tepid, but we see volumes also improving going forward. Selectively, more allocation opportunities are cropping up, as we were seeing lesser opportunities of late. Some sectors look better than others. We like pharma, textile, infra, electronics. Valuations are not cheap, but we are seeing appetite for allocation and growth opportunities in FY25. So for investors, keep allocating in SIP mode and stay invested. And these are great times for India, as we all are believing in it. And investors should definitely stay invested.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.